This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Could you argue with a man that authoritative? He doesn't say, call if you'd like to. Call if you have a problem. He'd say, call her. Authoritative. Yeah. And I don't think it would have, and I know this is a little chauvinistic on my part, especially given the fact that we now have a historical event where we've got the first woman being a candidate on a major ticket. Regardless of what you think about Hillary one way or the other, I mean, that is historic. And it's not like we're the first country, right? I mean, countries that are much more chauvinistic than we are have had women prime ministers and whatever. We've had, you know, we've had Margaret Thatcher, we've had the German chancellor, even Ireland. So, yeah, we'll see. Alrighty, and I'm not even going to... The politics today is the messiest I can ever remember them being in the time that I've been alive to be aware of politics. Right? I mean, things are really... It's just the messiest I can ever remember it being. Oh, well. Sort of interesting, I suppose. Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. Alrighty. Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, which, believe it or not, is not my favorite. I like chocolate almost everything except ice cream.
Mm.
I'm a pistachio girl. I don't know, chocolate ice cream just doesn't seem to me. Maybe because it's sort of by the time you've made it into ice cream, it's, unless it's chocolate sorbet, it's basically milk chocolate. And I'm not a milk chocolate fan. I'm a dark chocolate fan. And it's National VCR Day. Does anybody even know what a VCR is anymore? I mean, that seems to me really a throwback. That should be our day in history. You know, this day in history 10 years ago or 30 years ago. And there was that whole thing about beta versus VCR. But now beta is what's used. Well, because you don't use beta for audio, but for video, although nobody uses really either anymore. But for a long time, VCR really was the standard. Beta was first. Then VCR was certainly more popular. But beta was what, like, TV stations used. But making a National VCR Day, I don't have either a beta or VCR anymore. It's all disc, right? Or digital, whatever. And now, for those of us who are watching movies, they used to send me screeners, which would be a disc, a CD. They now have it online, and they give you a password, which is, in some ways, it's more convenient because you can use your computer. In some ways, it's a pain in the neck because computers skip. It takes a long time to load them, and the screen's not as big. But I guess people are still watching movies on their phones. So I did that exactly once. I didn't realize, first of all, how hard it is to actually see something, to watch it. It's just not much fun. And second of all, it uses up a huge amount of your available minutes, so we don't do that anymore. It wasn't, I mean, if it was fun to do, then I might sort of just expand my plan, but I just thought it was kind of... Do you watch movies on your phone?
No.
And everybody I know, it seems to me that what phones have now become is everybody, at least on the subways, everybody is playing games. They're doing crossword puzzles, they're doing Sudoku, they're doing Squash the Bugs. I mean, I don't even think people are playing Angry Birds anymore. Technology is just moving at the speed of light. All right, so let's look at history. That'll give us a little bit more sense of complacency that things aren't moving quite as fast as we think they are. On this day in 1692, Jamaica was hit by a catastrophic earthquake. In 3 minutes, 1,600 people were killed and 3,000 were seriously injured. Now, 1692, right? Do you wonder how, I wonder how accurate any of the statistics were. The day, the number of people, they're probably estimates. But it, clearly. On this day in 1862, the United States and the United Kingdom agree in the Lyons-Seward Treaty to suppress the African slave trade. Took long enough, right? And what do we know Seward is most famous for? This is a pop quiz. Your history teacher is listening.
What do you think, Jacob?
Seward's Folly. You know what Seward's Folly was?
I don't.
Alaska. He paid, I think, 14 cents an acre or something, and everybody said that was ridiculous. He's now looking very smart. But it was considered Seward's Folly. He paid too much for Alaska. History does sort of smooth over edges. In 1892, Benjamin Harrison became the first president of the United States to attend a baseball game. And I believe somebody's, I'm not positive about this. Probably shouldn't say it if I'm not positive. Oh, well. Somebody will call up and correct me harshly. I believe that's where the ninth inning stretch came from, or seventh inning stretch came from, is that he left. And that everybody, he either came to the baseball game, and I think he left at seventh inning, so everybody stood up to see him. So that's where the seventh inning stretch came from. Pretty interesting, yes? I think it's interesting. But you know me, I love trivial stuff like that. In 1892, Homer Plessy was arrested for refusing to leave his seat in the whites-only car of a train. He lost the resulting court case, Plessy versus Ferguson, which is depressing. 1892. Civil War is still, 75 years away. In 1893, on this day, Mahatma Gandhi commits his first act of civil disobedience. In 1899, Carrie Nation begins her campaign of vandalizing alcohol-serving establishments by destroying the inventory in a saloon in Kiowa, Kansas. Temperance. On this day in 1955, Lux Radio Theater signs off the air permanently. The show launched in New York in 1934 and featured radio adaptations of Broadway shows and popular films. 19 years, not a bad run, right? In 1865, the Supreme Court hands down its decision in Griswold versus Connecticut, effectively legalizing the use of contraception by married couples. I was in school when this happened, but I vaguely remembered it was, everybody knew about it because we were kids, right? Ooh, contraception. In 1990, Universal Studios Florida opens in Orlando, Florida. And the interesting thing, the interesting thing about Disney World in Florida is that the California Disney World could fit in a parking lot. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Janet, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hey. I'm calling again. I called quite a while ago about a relative who was just staying in her room. She worked a job, but then all of her free time she was just staying in her room and drinking wine and sleeping just nonstop. And as I recall, it was a while ago, as I recall, you said that she needed treatment.
Sounds like she was depressed.
It does sound like that. But she only will respond to one of her daughters, who is half a country away. But the daughter took off from work and everything and went home and said, "We're going today. Pack your bag. We're going to a facility where they had made their arrangements and everything." And she went for alcohol treatment, right, for
okay.
a month.
Detox, yeah.
Yeah, but now she came home and I hear that she's sleeping, you know, for hours and hours and not communicating. It's like mm-hmm. going back into the same pattern. And the word is that she's not drinking, but
yeah.
there's the depression, you know.
Yep.
And she's not doing anything. She's not following up with the, you know, she was supposed to get a local group to go talk to for support and everything for alcohol. But now it's, you know, it's also the depression. And
yep.
so if
yep.
she won't do it for the alcohol, she's not going to do it for the depression. And what does everybody else do? You know, the poor gal who lives halfway across the country, she goes, it's really hard for me to just, like, leave again.
Okay. Hang on. We'll walk through it together. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Janet, how old is your mom? Or this woman? Is it your mom?
What's that?
No, we're putting Janet back on the air.
Yeah.
No, pay attention. I know we've got solar flares. Is this your mom that we're talking about?
No, it's my aunt.
Okay. How old is she?
She's in her mid-60s.
Okay.
Early to mid-60s.
All right, let's talk.
Mid-60s, yeah.
Okay. Because you heard me saying, even before we talked about the detox, that she was depressed. And we know that alcoholics have a much higher than average incidence of depression, which is why they drink to begin with. So the idea that she may not be drinking, but she's still depressed, you can hear me not being particularly surprised by that. And it is, as you so, and her daughter so rightly understand, the major issue. And the detox is really not going to take care of that. It will clear the system to be able to deal with the depression, but it in and of itself will not, seldom, especially after a month, will deal with the depression. And as a therapist, one of my deals with people is I would not deal with them in therapy when they were actively drinking because they couldn't take responsibility for their behavior. And my kind of therapy, and I think certainly the kind of therapy that you're talking about for your aunt, really requires that. So what does she have? So the question is twofold. As far as I'm concerned, there's no question, and it doesn't sound like there's much in your mind either, about the diagnosis at this moment. It's that she's depressed. Now, has she worked in the recent past?
Oh, yes. And that's the tip-off that things were going south again because she was calling into work and just, you know, staying in her room again.
Okay. What kind of work did she do?
Just retail.
Did she like it?
I don't think she liked the people with. She worked the same company in a different state, and I think she liked it there, but she doesn't really like it.
How long do you have any? When's the last time you saw your aunt? Do you have kind of up to date information on her, or is it kind of a little bit at a distance?
It's pretty up to date. Okay. Yeah, because I'm always poking things, you know.
Good.
What's going on?
All right. You know. So when's the last time you've actually seen her face to face?
We got together to celebrate. Maybe it was a month ago or
so. Okay.
Or a month and a half when she came out and we were all celebrating, you know, her good work. She came out of her month-long treatment.
Detox, okay. How did she appear to you then?
Better.
Okay,
yeah.
but not necessarily particularly stable.
I don't, you know. We had dinner. She seemed cheerful and well-kept compared to before.
Okay. Because we've got several issues here. One is, as I said, there doesn't seem to me there's much controversy about the diagnosis, but the question is, how do we get her to get some treatment? And so I think that's the challenge at this moment. And her daughter's saying, look, I can only come and deliver her to treatment so frequently. The question, and so if we both agree, or we all agree that she's depressed, and we all agree that she needs treatment, the question is, what kind of treatment? Because there are certainly several options here. One is to be treated as an outpatient, which means she goes once or twice a week to see a therapist, may talk about medication, traditional therapy, and an exercise program, which is the classic threesome, the tripod for treating depression these days. The question is, would she do it, even if we could get her to the initial visit? The second possibility is being treated as an inpatient, which is going to be harder to get her to, but you're going to have less issues for compliance at the beginning. Once she's out of the hospital again, you've got the same issues that you always had, but it also means that she'd be hopefully more stabilized. So how far away from you does she actually live?
About an hour and a half drive.
Okay. So it may be, and I think this is very likely going to be a face-to-face discussion, whether it's her daughter or you, it's not going to work on the phone. So it's going to, is there anybody else you can recruit to kind of help you? You presumably could have your cousin on the phone, but because I think the approach to your aunt is you're healthy, and your life is not very valuable to you right now. You're very sad. You don't see anybody. You don't work. And we really love you. And what you seem to us to be is clinically depressed. But that's the bad news. The good news is there really is treatment for it. Are you willing to do this so that your life feels, or to try something so your life can actually feel better to you? And just as her daughter had a treatment center set up, I don't think she necessarily, although it's the second choice, is to have her committed. But getting somebody committed involuntarily is a very difficult process, as it should be. We don't want it to ever become a political tool to put away people we don't like, which it has done historically in other countries, probably in this country as well. So the question is there reliable, first of all, what is their insurance cover, which is an issue. Is she willing to see a therapist? Would she see a male or female? And would she be compliant? Is there any bribe that you could offer her? Because saying to her things can feel better to somebody who's depressed is not necessarily a compelling argument, because they don't have that sense. They have the sense that nothing's going to change. So that's a question. Do you have the sense that she thinks that things might get better or not?
It's hard to tell, because she came out of a month away to only return to the same, return to the same pattern. So you would.
Well, but she's not drinking. And see, that's the problem about detox. I mean, it's the good news, bad news, that we've taken care of one behavior, but it wasn't the primary behavior.
Yeah.
It was necessary to get it off the table before you can deal with the primary behavior. But saying, well, she came out of detox and she's back in her room, is kind of missing the point of detox, which is she's not drinking.
Uh-huh.
Detox is not invented to really deal with the depression, particularly, especially in a one-month scenario, because it's going to take her. Detox is just getting the alcohol out of your system and not making you addicted anymore to the alcohol physiologically. Psychologically, whole different issue. And I'm not bad-mouthing detox, because it has a very specific function, but the function is seldom to deal head-on with the depression.
Yes, so, I don't know if she has any hope. It doesn't look like.
Well, whatever it is, whatever it is or isn't, it's not sufficient. So here's the deal. I'll tell you what the deal is as soon as we come back, all right?
559-993-7569
and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars,
Yes, even your home. And so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking with Janet, who is dealing with an issue that is not a known, in that how do you get somebody to get some help when they're depressed, especially when they're depressed? And the answer is not straightforward. It's not simple. Because when somebody's depressed, they tend not to have the sense that anything will ever get any better. Has there been any indication other than her behavior, as you've described it, that she may be suicidal?
That I have no idea.
It's one of the things that I would ask her. Because at this moment, Janet, it looks like you get to be our designated shrink, which means that you get to go and see her face-to-face. You need to say to her, we're really worried about you. You need to say to her, listen, you're healthy, and with any luck at all, you've got 30 or 40 years left on this planet, and wouldn't you like to be happier? And this is not an unknown problem. There are solutions for it. What can we do to bribe you to get you to get some help? Does she have grandchildren?
Yes.
Okay, you know, your grandkids. The most effective thing that I ever saw with respect to something similar to this is, and I've said before, my father was a lifelong smoker. He'd been smoking since he was literally like 8 years old or something. And all of us kids growing up tried to convince him not to smoke. Didn't have any effect whatsoever. Oh, I like it. It's, you know, who's going to die of something. My nieces, when one was about 6, I think, and the other's about 4, went up and said, "Grandma, we don't want you to smoke anymore because we want you to be at our wedding and you're going to die." And he never took another cigarette. So grandchildren can be enormously useful, maybe in person, which may not be practical, but a note saying, "Grandma, we really want you to be happy so we can play with you," or something. I would pull out all the manipulative stops you possibly can, because what we're really trying to do is say your life can be better, but you're going to have to take some steps. Now, one of the things I would say to her is that this isn't going to be instantaneous, but you could be much happier. And then I would say the only thing that we really have to really ask you, it's a hard question to ask, and I'm sure it's hard to hear, which is, are you suicidal? Have you thought about ending your life? And if she says yes, I would not mess with it. I would get her to an emergency room instantly and have her admitted. Because she may be mad at you, but if she's suicidal, you don't want to mess with it. And at this moment, she is quite obviously depressed. And one of the possibilities, I suppose, is talking with whomever her therapist or counselor was at the detox center and seeing whether they have any sense. And you're going to need her permission, because with HIPAA, you don't have access to her records without your permission. But if you think, or her daughter thinks, or anybody thinks that she's suicidal, I would take the gloves off and get her in some place where she'll be safe. Because suicide is, and suicidal ideation, the very specific planning of how you do it, is a long-term solution to a short-term problem. You're dead. As opposed to working through the depression so that you're not depressed anymore, so that you can function. So, I mean, good news, and I would commend her that she's done something really difficult. She got herself, she didn't actually get herself, but she went through the program and detox. She's no longer drinking. That's fantastic. But we know that the reason that people drink to begin with is often depression. Happy people don't necessarily drink. They don't need to change their reality. And therefore, we now need to go to stage 2 so that she feels much happier. Because she may be as frustrated as you are of, okay, I went through this month, and crap, it feels like it always felt. And I don't even have the pleasure of being able to self-medicate with alcohol so I at least get some sleep and feel better. Although sleep does not seem to be her issue. But she's probably sleeping when everybody else is awake and awake when everybody else is asleep, which is a very lonely kind of thing to do. So, and if you need to, I mean, you can download our conversation and play it for her and say, everybody loves you. Everybody's really worried. I get to be the designated person to come and deal with you, but we want you to be better. We want you to be happy. We want the old sissy back. We want you to feel like you can take a class or take a walk or take a cruise or do something. Was there ever a time, is this a recent phenomenon or a long-term phenomenon? Was this something that was triggered recently, or is it longer term?
Yeah, I would say longer term. Nobody talks much, but yeah. Now, after this month thing, I understand that it was kind of a carryover from when she lived in another state, that she kind of had this MO, you know?
Yeah.
I think it was a while. It's been quite a while. One other thing I was wondering is I don't know about what goes on that month, but you would think that it would release the floodgates a little bit about talking about whatever the issues are. And I was wondering if the local AA group would kind of serve to do the same, like maybe a baby step to actual counseling or, you know, therapy.
I'm not against it. The detox programs vary so much. And so it's impossible to know. But again, the idea that somehow you could cure somebody's alcoholism, cure is a strange word, but they could both stop drinking and deal with the depression in a month is is unrealistic. I mean, it it takes longer than that. And the detox programs are tend not to want to put somebody on medication for obvious reasons, other than ad abuse. So, and I'm not really criticizing the program because it sounds like they are focused on doing a very specific job, and they did it, and they did it successfully. Mm-hmm. The problem from your point of view, from her daughter's point of view, and most importantly from her point of view, is she feels just as lousy, if not worse, than when she went in, that she had that momentary burst of excitement that she got something done and she's no longer drinking. But the reasons that made her drink are still there. And she's not getting the relief from any of that depression. I mean, the thing about alcohol, which we finally, somebody finally did the research so we know, is that it gives you tunnel vision. That you don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't worry about what's going to happen last week. You're just focused on, gee, this tastes delicious, or I'm having a great time. So it's not a criticism of the detox program per se. It's just saying that they did their job. She's no longer drinking. But the job incompleted because she's still as miserable, if not more so, than she was when she went in. So, and so the answer of can AA help her with this? Yes and no. It doesn't sound to me that she's having much of a problem with not drinking. It can certainly keep her on the wagon. But that doesn't seem to me to be the primary challenge at this moment, which is, okay, you're no longer drinking, you're still unhappy, let's deal with stage two. And we can't really, we couldn't deal with the depression until we'd gotten rid of the alcohol, because a therapist won't deal with you, you're not going to be able to deal with the issues, it makes no sense, and especially when you're coming to talk about medication. So what we need to do is the week before, it's kind of like we have to remove one barrier before we can get to the real issue. And now we're to the real issue, which is you haven't been happy for a long time. So let's see about the possibility of making you happier. And what you may want to do is bargain with her and say, look, if you'll try this for 2 months, if you'll go to a therapist for once or twice a week for 2 months and you're not feeling any change, which is a little risky, but it's what used car salesmen call the puppy dog sale. You know, take this home and you know, take the dog home or take the car home. And if your wife doesn't like it, you can bring it back, with the idea being, everybody likes puppy dogs and new cars. So the idea is, well, I'm not saying that therapy is anything to do with either puppy dogs or new cars, but the idea of try it and see what happens. That first step and the idea of a long-term commitment, especially when people are feeling lousy, isn't very feasible, but saying, well, if you try it for this amount of time, I won't bug you, or you know, we'll leave you alone, or we'll take you on a cruise or something. And I don't know what the appropriate bribe would be, but you can ask her of saying, what would it take for you to do this for 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do. And it's only legitimate, but it can also be very helpful and insightful in that, first of all, it moves her from just opposing you to having to think about what would work for her. It also gives you a clear insight into what's important to her, both of which are very valuable.
Mm-hmm. Are any of these things, would you recommend, like, holding her hand and going with, you know, like,
sure,
okay, I'm picking you up, we're going to this appointment, you know, or we're going to the AA group or whatever?
Well, yes and no. And I'll tell you the yes, I'll tell you the no. It sounds like there's a part of her that's very manipulative. And this is a way of getting, I mean, it got her daughter to take a day off from work or whatever time and come and deal with her. So the it needs to be kind of a balanced approach that says, look, I'll come with you, but this is your responsibility. You get to be happier. All right, let me put you on hold, and just so we can go through that a little bit more carefully. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so Janet's question at this moment is, if we all agree that Auntie Sissy is depressed, that she's no longer drinking, which is great, but she's still depressed, she's still sleeping, she's still staying in a room, she's still clearly depressed. And so we all agree that, number one, she's depressed. Number two, that we're not sure that Aunt Sissy agrees, which is part of the next phase, but that other folks agree that she's depressed and she needs some help. Question is, how do we help Aunt Sissy to understand that perspective, which she probably does, but she doesn't believe that things will get better, because what she's going to say is, okay, I went through detox, it's really hard, I'm not drinking anymore, but I don't feel any better. And she's right. So what I would have probably preferred, if I had a magic wand and could turn back time, I think there's a song about that, is that she goes out of detox and she has a therapist that she's dealing with in detox, and then that therapist continues to see her as an outpatient and deal specifically with the issues of depression rather than alcoholism. So, but that's not, it's not what happened. It's certainly preferable. It's why longer-term detox quite often is more effective, but it's irrelevant at this moment. We need to get her in some place that she feels comfortable enough to do the work and to stick with it. And bribery may work, and I'd pull out anything I could, including grandchildren and bribes. Threats don't work as well. But and so the question that Jana got to is, okay, how much hand-holding do I do? And I think the answer is, as I said, is not straightforward, because if you don't hold her hand at all, you're very likely not going to get her to any help. But the point is that she's clearly very manipulative, and that she uses this to get people to deal with her, which is not unusual with depression, not to mention people who are older, especially women in our society, who've been taught that the major thing that they are is moms. And when there's no need for a mom anymore, then they can quite often bottom out. And so she's now getting everybody around her to deal with her. And part of it is real pain, I think. Part of it is manipulation. And it's going to be very hard for anybody, including her, to differentiate between the two. So you're going to have to kind of find that middle ground, which at the beginning may be more hand-holding. And then as she become stronger and more committed to her own welfare, then there will be less need for handholding. But that handholding needs to be replaced with attention for doing well. Because if not, it will undermine her therapy. If the whole deal is that on some unconscious level she's saying, the more I sleep, the more I stay in my room, I'm miserable, I don't want to make the effort to have friends, I don't want to make the effort to go to work, I don't want to make any effort to do anything, because I'm depressed, and if I'm depressed enough, then people will come and take care of me. Hence the term anger turned inward as a way of understanding depression. That we need to get her to, you know, to as much help as we can, but there needs to be some sense that she can also function on her own. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And her daughter has POA. Does that allow her to speak with the therapists at the detox place?
I don't know specifically. It can.
Okay.
Because the power of attorney is not the same as a medical power of attorney, and usually power of attorney has to do with financial issues, as far as I know. But you can ask. What I would do is just call up the therapist at the clinic and say, what specific things do you need for us to be able to talk with the therapist, and they'll tell you.
I see.
You don't even
okay.
have to worry about it, okay? Because okay. it varies from state to state, from institution to institution, what exactly that means. So just call them up and ask them; they'll tell you.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so
okay.
much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Okay,
you're
bye.
Welcome. You can see that we're talking about, when you're talking about human behavior, you're talking about things that are very, very complicated. Joan, you're on the air. Whoops. Jacob, I can actually hear you talk to other people. Did you know that?
Yes, but nobody else could. But yeah, that was...
Okay.
Hopefully
so
Joan calls right back. That was, I think...
Okay, we just had a bad line.
Accident there, yeah.
Okay, because I could hear you talking with her, and I thought, I don't know if he knows that, but no one else can. So it was our little secret until
yeah.
I blabbed. Oh, well, sorry about
That's
that.
That's okay.
All right, so Joan's going to call us back.
I sure hope so. Joan, if you're out there, give us a call back.
Okay, what happened? We just, the line was
I
bad?
I think the line just got disconnected, because she was talking fine, and we're about to take her. But
yeah, well, where people just got incredibly cold feet, which happens sometimes. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I will tell you about DVDs coming up, but I've got 3 minutes here, 2.5 minutes?
Just about, yep.
Yeah, not enough time. There are a bunch of DVDs, and some of them are really good. I haven't figured out if it takes longer to review the really good DVDs or the really bad DVDs. I'll sort that out. All right. The good news is Norway's the first country to ban deforestation, which is a big deal. Deforestation meaning of the rainforest. But Norway say you can't do business with countries that do that. We won't buy products that have anything to do with it. They're saying no. So they're taking a very, very firm stance, and it's an unusually strong stance. So good for Norway. Okay, we've got Joan back. Joan, I'm probably going to have enough time to say hi and ask what the issue is, and then I'll give you as much time as you need in the coming segment, okay? Joan, we got you.
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. Yep.
Okay, so tell me what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, as I told the young man, a friend of mine is having some memory issues, and I feel like she just has so much anxiety of her memory that she's kind of made it worse. And today she's has gone to see a neurologist.
Okay.
And so I really wanted to refer her maybe to a therapist, but when I look up therapists or ask different people, they list so many things, and I think, well, how can they be actually an expert?
Well, it's a good point. You mean the therapists themselves say that they're good at all these things? Huh.
Yeah, I mean, they're so good. So how do they know? How do I know really a good you know, that's anxiety?
That's a very good question. All right. So first of all, the good news is that referring herself to a neurologist may lessen your responsibilities a little bit, because the neurologist may send her to somebody as well. But let me go before that, which is, can anxiety affect memory? Absolutely. And so if somebody thinks that they're getting Alzheimer's, does that mean that their memory is going to get worse? It is. And it's not necessarily because their diagnosis is accurate or not, but anxiety by definition is lack of focus, right? It's adrenaline. So it's all those kinds of things that are going to be distracting and harmful to memory. Joan, hang on for me, and we'll walk through how you find a therapist who says they're good at everything. Good question. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.